What's up, everybody? It's your man Danelle, aka Small Guy Promotions, aka Omaha Fatty, coming with another podcast episode of What's Up Omaha. This week, I'm going to talk a little bit about supporting local businesses. Small Guy Promotions and Omaha Fatty are really geared towards supporting local as much as possible. Local people, starting businesses and especially now during a tough time, just how can we help them? How can we support them? Shopping local is a big thing. A lot of places in general are struggling right now, due to the pandemic and whatnot. But even before that, it was always a big thing and an ideal of mine to try to support local. That's why I started Small Guy Promotions. That has always been the goal and the one of the driving forces behind who I am and what I do. So, just trying to continue that and find different ways to support. We go out and get, as I've talked about, we eat out quite a bit. The weekends are usually for eating out. And that's just a lot of local eating. So we don't eat at chains too often. We will, but it's not too often that we do that. It's more focused on local right now. And yeah, man, they're just trying to give back in some way. If you follow me on Facebook, I'm always trying to share content from local business owners, whether it just be like, hey, come out and support this cause or this event, or we've got this discount going on, or just whatever it is. I try to see stuff and share it when I can. Sometimes it's hard because there's just so much going on. But that's a thing, it's easy to support people. If good people who are trying to make a way and maybe they're struggling, if you see a post from their business, it can go a long way just to leave a comment or, share that post within your circle. There's a lot of things that we can do. We can be creative too. And with all that, I want to also talk about kind of a negative that I've witnessed, when support or trying to support local. It's happened multiple times in this last year or so where I've been in contact with a small business, and for whatever reason, they just don't follow through with what has been said, or I don't understand it. There seems to be like a lack of communication, maybe. I don't know if they're like really busy and just forget things or what. We had one thing where I bought a car and the key fob, we only had one key fob, and I was having issues with it. So we wanted to get a second key fob and also, replace the battery on the one that we had. Nothing major. Called the dude, left a message. Never responded. Okay. Well, it's not a huge deal. I still have one key fob, So time goes by, whatever. Then I recently had saw a post in a Facebook group about another local locksmith, and I called the guy, got his voicemail. It was like Friday, got his voicemail. He called me back a little later after that, and we talked and we set up a meeting for the following Monday. He was going to give me a call. He gave me kind of like a rough estimate of what the cost would be and, said that he would contact me on the following Monday. Like I said, Monday came, Tuesday came, no response, no response. So like, I'm like, was it not a big enough job, or, you know, I don't know what would be the reason to not get back to a customer, you know, who you've talked to and you called back about, you know, exactly that, you know, servicing the client, the customer. So that was a couple of things with the car, and I'm just like, man. Then we also had tree service, and this is people that we know. They came out, you know, an arborist. We had them take a look at one of our trees in the front and a few of our trees in the back. Came out for, you know, 10, 15 minutes. We were talking, and again, these are people, well, we at least knew the wife, you know, I used to work with her. Not gonna drop any names because I'm not trying to put anybody out there like that, but gave us an estimate, told us the time frame in which the job would be able to be done. I think we were a few weeks out. A few weeks went by. Nobody came out, no calls, no communications. Okay. Well, we'll give them another week, you know. Still nothing. Okay. And I think my wife was in contact on, I don't know if it was specific to that or if it was something else, but there was some kind of communication. Still never came out. I mean, granted, maybe it wasn't like a huge job, but I think, you know, $400 or $500 or something like that, I think is what the quote was. So we didn't get that done by that company. Luckily, my homie, my dojo brother, John DeLiesel, DeLiesel's Lawn Care. Check those guys out if you need any lawn care services. He actually, when they were coming out to aerate for us, I don't know how we got on the topic of the trees, but he was like, oh, you want, you know, all we needed was the pine trees in the back that were covering our garden. At least, I mean, we talked to the arborist about some other things, but at least we needed to get those trees trimmed up for next year. And we could have did it ourselves, but we don't have any vehicle to haul that stuff away. So John was out here, and we talked about it and said, hey man, think about it. Give me an estimate. Like, you know, get back. Sure enough, John came through, you know what I mean? John came through and he spent some time back there, brought his chainsaw and brought us his truck and his trailer, and him and a young lady, they were back there getting work done. And, you know, they hauled that stuff away for us and good to go. So, I mean, that worked out for us. It was like, whatever. Glad to support somebody who's like closer to me anyway. A dojo, like we met through 10th Planet Omaha Jiu-Jitsu. So it worked out better in that case. So whatever. And it was less expensive too. So that, okay, cool. Win-win for us, like, you know. And then, yeah, I don't know, man. It's just been crazy. Like, especially when you want to support local people. Recently we had an issue with a toilet overflow, my daughter, and putting a bunch of toilet paper in the toilet and getting some water. It's on the second floor, so, you know, water was getting down in the ceiling on the first level. And it wasn't like a lot because I was home, you know, was downstairs, and she's yelling because the toilet's overflowing, and we go up there and we, you know, clean it up and whatnot. I speak to someone, about coming out, talk to him, send him a picture. And during the call, he's like, yeah, I'll be out tomorrow between this time and this time. Cool, you know, because I can see a spot on the ceiling on the first level where, or on the main level where, like, I don't know, it must have got wet a little bit. And there was a little puddle around the can lighting. So, you know, we didn't think it was going to be a huge deal because we caught it quickly and there wasn't like a lot of water. But with something like that, you still want to get it checked, like by a professional, and get it taken care of just in case there's like a possibility that mold may, you know, start to grow or something or whatever. You know, we just want to make sure to be safe about it. Next day, nobody shows up. And I'm just like, what is going on right now? Like, I could have went to like a bigger name company, you know, but we wanted to do it locally. Like we wanted to keep the money that we're spending in the community and help a small business. And it didn't happen. And I haven't heard from that person since, so I don't know what changed. I hadn't heard from the arborist. I hadn't heard from the two locksmiths. So I have no idea. So my message today, number one, of course, is to support local if you can. I mean, please, and you don't have to support local all the time. Do it however you feel. It works for you. I mean, I think sometimes people think if they have to support something or if they should support something that they have to support it all the time and they have to give into that. Well, you can support it without having to like spend money or, you know, whatever all the time. Like I said, there's many different ways to support. And, you know, I would just say if you're able to, maybe consider checking out a local spot and maybe check some reviews and see what people are saying out there in the world of social media or on the internet in general, like Google. You can do a Google search. But yeah, if you can and you feel comfortable doing it, please support local and help these mom and pops thrive and survive. Or survive and thrive, maybe I should say. Yeah, I think that sounds better. You know, also be careful and just be smart about who you're supporting and you know, just, I don't know, find a balance, find a healthy balance that you're comfortable with. And let's keep these doors open for these local businesses, these people who are trying to feed their families and just trying to figure out a way to get through. Yeah, man, I don't understand. And that's the thing. And a lot of it just boils down to communication. Like if you can't like fulfill a verbal agreement or, you know, that we had, just let me know. Like, don't stand me up at the prom. Don't tell me you're taking me to the prom or like you're going to the prom with me. And then prom night comes and I knock on the door and you don't answer. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, just don't leave me hanging. Like, come on, bro. Like, just tell me what it is. Like, it's not gonna hurt my feelings or whatever if you can't make it out or if you can't fulfill the agreement. Just let me know so we can save time and go somewhere else if we need to do that. And to my small business owners, please, please, if you want to be successful, you gotta know that like you can't do that to your customers. Like you, like word of mouth is like a crazy thing, man. And you know, you see so many people fast, are so fast to go and leave a bad review or a negative comment on something. So you got to be aware of that, man. I mean, I would assume that you're in business to, you know, provide for your family, and it, maybe it's something that you, I would assume that it's something that you enjoy doing, that you probably started to help people, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But just please don't lose sight of your customer or your client. Like, they are the reason that you are doing what you're doing. And you, in a lot of cases, you can't have a successful business, like in the service industry, if you are not providing a good experience for your customers. Like, you never know where that will go, like who that will reach. You know, maybe the job or the project is something small and, you know, you drop the ball, but that person that you drop the ball with might know, you know, Amy and Bob or whoever, who have this multi-$1,000 thing that needs to be done. And maybe they're like, hey, I'm gonna go with this company. And like, they tell you and you're like, ooh, you know, I had a bad experience with those guys. They're not dependable. They don't do what they say they're gonna do. So just be, please, like, I enjoy supporting local and I will continue to do so. But I'm gonna ask you, if you are a small business that people are supporting, that you deliver and you hold up your end of the bargain. That is that, I mean, you got to do it. Plain and simple, you got to do it. Like, and maybe you, I don't know the reason that things don't get done. So that's what's hard for me to like understand. Like, I don't know if it's, you just got busy and didn't have time, like you were trying to do too many things or what. But again, that comes back to that communication. Just let the client know, let the customer know, hey, sorry, this came up, or I'm going to have to change the date. Can we reschedule? Whatever it is, you know, it's that simple. So that's all I got today, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I got. Support local, baby. But be smart about supporting local also. See what's going on out there in the world before you just go and give money to people. If you're going to give money to people up front, make sure you have a contract or something. We haven't done that. We've just had conversations, so I'm not stressing on any of that. It's just the lack of communication, I think, and the lack of follow through. It gets kind of annoying. So I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Please share the podcast. If you're listening on YouTube or watching on YouTube, subscribe. And if you're listening on in one of the audio platforms, please share and tell people about us. Subscribe. Smile, help someone else smile. Laugh and help someone else laugh. All day, every day. Peace out, y'all. Yo, yo, yo.